Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
I know you got a guy coming up here that was pretty quick at center. He's an anomaly, so OG could snap the ball and get out in front on a sweep, which was insane to me.
They swing it to Forte and picks up the first down.
Watch Olin Krutz go out and through to lead this play. This is almost like a one-man running screen here. Flip it over the top and pick up the first down. Olin Krutz getting it done.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Yep, I knew we were getting to Spiegel's feelings corner at some point, so here we are. I am at the feelings dinner table. I could at least use a Crown Royal shot before we get going here. But listen, and that's it for my Spiegel's feeling corner.
Hey, man, give yourself a shot of Crown as soon as the segment is done. You earned it. You earned it yourself.
I'm going to need it.
Oh, we appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend, sir.
Lawrence, how do you deal with all those feelings every week, man? You know what I mean?
Good
question. Singing music, doing art, wants to talk to you about your feelings all day.
I know.
Listen, man, I mean, I know we're in this era now where that's all okay. I'm not the guy.
Noted. Noted. I'll never put Olin in a feelings corner again.
No, we have to do it. You got to be you, Steve. We got to do it, man.
That's
every
right.
Time
you got to be you.
Spiegel's feeling corner.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Oh, man. Olin is the best. I'm trying to think. Gabe Ramirez in for Lawrence. Do we start by trying to put Olin in the feelings corner? Should I wait for it later? Usually I like to do it like at the 15, 16 minute mark. You know,
I thought you were going to ask him about the tush push for the turkey bowl.
Oh, we should.
All right.
That's a good one, too. But yeah, no, we could so many different directions we could go with the great Olin Krutz. This is how Lawrence deals with it. Olin, he takes a week off every once in a while, just gets the hell out of town, you know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He went to go reset, right? Get his feelings back in order, get refresh, and get ready for the end of the Chicago Bears season and their end run to the playoffs.
That's right, man. You got to stay fresh for the stretch.
Where's
run.
Lawrence?
Yeah, coach, he's away. Olin, this is gonna be a fun one on Friday. Like that, that Steelers win was a really good one. Maybe their best win of the season. I thought it was their best win of the season, but this is another kind of test. What's different and unique about this particular test on Friday on the road?
Yeah, it's a good point by you that Steelers win was a good win, but Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing, right? Another excuse for people who watch the Chicago Bears from a national perspective and say, okay, they're not, you know, they're plus 12 in all their 6-1 score wins. Are they for real? Is this team a contender, or are they a pretender? Is what a lot of people are wondering when you look at all their stats and compare them to good football teams and all the things that the statistics that tell you they are not a good football team, but they find a way to win without 7 starters, right, on defense. They find a way to keep winning football games, late in football games, coming up with stops. You know, their defense really came up with 2 stops against the Steelers with 7 starters out, right, which is pretty damn impressive. So really excited as someone who analyzes the Chicago Bears, I'm sure like you guys are, to see them go up against the defending world champs. And we know the world champs just lost. The Philadelphia Eagles just lost to the Dallas Cowboys, and the offense has not been great. But here is Vic Fangio at home, right? Here's this Philadelphia Eagles team that is legit. They are a contender. We'll see who's in and who's out for them. But how can you not be excited about these 8-3 Chicago Bears playing in prime, playing against, playing against the Eagles on Black Friday on television to see if, oh man, can they compete against a good football team on the road? I'm excited as hell to see it.
Of course, I am too, right, Olin? And I feel like, you know, I'm sure you, like me, whenever you're walking around the city, people are always asking, you know, like, is this team for real? Are they good? And I always tell them, I say, listen, they're good because they've beaten the bad teams. So they're not a bad team. They've definitely beaten them. So my question for you, Olin, is, when you are a good team, right, and you have been on some good ones, and you go up against another good team, how do you attack them? Right? What's the mindset for the Bears? Is it more about leaning into what you do best, or are you trying to stop that team that is above you?
Yeah, it's about leaning into what you do best, right? You have to believe in what you are, and that's the one thing I see when I throw on the Chicago Bears film is I see buy-in to their coaching staff, to what their coaching staff with Coach Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, right, Declan Doyle, what they're asking Hightower, the coordinators and the head coach are asking these football players to do. They are doing at a high level. They have complete commitment to what they're trying to do on offense, what they're trying to do on defense, and they have a belief, which makes a team dangerous, right? And I turn the film on, and I'm like you. I say, well, I don't see a Super Bowl champion yet, right? But there are some guys hopefully coming back that can shore up some of their weaknesses. But I don't see that yet on film. But I do see a good football team. I see a team who can run the ball, who can lean on their offensive line when need be, who can lean on their run game. I see a young quarterback who can make plays. I see a young up-and-coming tight end who looks like he's really hard to stop. I see some weapons there on offense that the Philadelphia Eagles and Vic Fangio, right? Vic Fangio versus Ben Johnson should be a pay-per-view event. Get your popcorn ready. You should have to pay to watch those two guys scheme against each other.
That's great.
And then on defense, you see guys like Byard and Nashawn Wright and Montez Sweat continue to make plays to win football games. Maybe not stop guys with the yards, maybe not keep them out of the end zone, but get takeaways, get turnovers, find ways to win football games. Look, we know, man. I mean, some of this season has seemed like luck. Some of when you turn the film on, you're like, man, I don't know how much of this is real, how much of this is just the ball is bouncing your way. Last week, guys, I mean, we had that sack fumble, right? Sack fumble touchdown in the end zone. There was also the Duggar, I think, is the Steelers defensive back. He dropped 2 interceptions right in his chest, right? So some of that, you turn on the film, you're like, man, if he would have just caught that, that game would have been totally different. So those are the things you say, okay, put all that aside. Jalen Hurts is there, Philadelphia Eagles. Let's go see what this football team is over there Friday in Philadelphia.
So it is a pay-per-view of sorts. You got to have Amazon Prime.
So true.
See this game
there
on Friday. I will say, though, it is going to be broadcast locally on Fox, WFLD 32. Mm. We'll have the game on TV. Of course, Olin and Big Cat and Mark Grody will be live at the Wall, 6144 West Grand Avenue in Gurnee Mills. They'll get you set for the game on Friday from 11 to 2 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on The Score. And following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. I love when you watch film during the week and you just kind of tweet your thoughts out as you go. I'm glad you brought up the buy-in. I was going to ask you about it because I saw you have that thought. Mm-hmm. And then this. Luke Newman at fullback in the I formation. And I didn't even realize he ran a pattern. He ran a pattern at one point. Was he wide open in the flat? Why didn't they give Luke Newman the ball?
Virtually defenseless, right? He's like the crane in Karate Kid. Put that guy in the flat. How can they stop it? But Luke Newman came in, guys. Jonah Jackson went down. He was in for 10 points, right? He was in for a touchdown drive, and he was in for a field goal and did a pretty damn nice job. And it went out there, and that was a big day, I thought, for Ryan Poles. And it obviously has to continue, right? The book's not written. You can't close the book yet. But a day where Ozzie Trapillo's at left tackle, Luke Newman's got to come in at right guard. You got guys at linebacker that you don't even know. Playing linebacker, you got, you know, Austin Booker there at defensive end. You got Shoyinka playing defensive end. You got all these young guys, all these pieces that they have to put together for this puzzle that is now 8-3. A little credit to the general manager for putting this all together and having guys go out there and look like they're capable of doing the job that they're doing. And I mentioned the young tight end, Colson Loveland. He looks like, guys, man, he is making plays. He ran a little 5-yard out, and you know, Caleb hit him, gave him an easy pass. I think Caleb talked about how friendly of a target he is this week. Also Declan Doyle, but he turned it up for a 17-yard gain, right? Catching the ball at 5 or 6 yards and just turned that thing up for 7 yards. Obviously, there's a touchdown pass that we all know about. Beautiful scheme by Ben Johnson and Declan Doyle and the coaching staff, getting DJ Moore to come underneath and clearing out that whole side of the field and leaving Colson Loveland one-on-one. And with Caleb's arm, that ball goes in there, and it's a touchdown. So a lot of good young players. Again, mentioned Ryan Poles' draft pick. A lot of guys look like they are raising their level, not to mention maybe Darnell Wright might be the best right tackle playing in football right now.
Yeah, and those young guys, you got to include Ozzie Trapillo, right, in the performance that he had on Sunday, just having a hell of a job there. And when you're talking about this offense, you know, it's predicated on the run, right, predicated on the play action. We've seen Caleb operating under center a lot. And so, Olin, for you, you know, when we talk about the play action, everybody focuses on the QB and the running backs, but how much of, you know, moving a defensive eyes actually comes from what the offensive line is selling, you know, in their first few movements?
A lot of it, right? And you mentioned the young guys. You got to put Kyle Manunga in there, right? Yeah. The seventh-round pick this year. And like you're saying, when a defense has to overextend itself to stop the run, and here's what's happening a lot with the Chicago Bears right now, the way Jonah Jackson and Dahlman and Tooney and Darnell Wright and Ozzie Trapillo and Theo Benedict, when they're in there, let's throw in Cole Kmet, who does a great job blocking out there. They ask him to do all kinds of things, right? So when we put that all together and the defense says, okay, we can't just line up with six guys, they got six blockers. We have to put an extra defender in what they call the box. By that, I mean from tight end to tight end. Put an extra defender in there to slow this run game down. Because when we go man for man and we have an extra guy, we can't stop them. We're getting rolled out of there, rolled off the ball. And you guys know who the Steelers have, right? And Hayworth and Keanu Benton. And they have a lot of good football players in there. And the Bears are moving them. And, okay, man, we can't stop them with just our front. We got to put an extra safety in there, an extra linebacker. Now, guess what? Your receivers are one-on-one. There's one less guy in coverage. The offensive line gets to be aggressive on their pass block because they get to sell run. And then Caleb, nice fake, turn around. And a lot of people have talked about the way he likes to attack the middle of the field, the way he likes to go after the middle of the field to his receivers, to his tight ends. And so it's just been a really, really good thing for Chicago Bears under center, play action, play fake, and then the defense has to overextend itself to stop the run. And there's your opportunity for a big play and explosive, which we know Ben Johnson likes in the pass game.
So we're not sure whether it's Theo or Ozzie. We just listened to Ben Johnson saying that Ozzie played pretty well and kind of being coy when asked who the starter is. I saw you tweet that you figure it's Theo. Did you hear Ben? Do you think he's just playing around? What do you think's going on here?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I could see why they would think that there at left tackle, right? And they gave him a lot of help. And you heard him talk about the way Theo held inside when he had people lined up outside and what the Steelers do. And Nick Herbig from Honolulu, Hawaii, St. Louis High School in Honolulu, Hawaii.
There it is.
He was lining up outside of receivers, outside the receivers, outside the tight ends on the end line of scrimmage. And they were really overextending him. I actually texted somebody to ask him why the hell he does that. Why does he widen out outside of tight ends and wide receivers? I'm still waiting for the answer back. But when I talk about who's starting there at left tackle, the one thing you got to be careful when everything is going really good, right, with Nashon Wright and Ollie Trapillo, and you're winning football games, and you don't get behind in the game, and you can still run the ball. And like, you guys just talked about run, play, action, pass, and protect your tackle. You got to make sure you're really seeing what's on film and who's actually playing good football and what can carry over to the next game. And I'm sure Coach Ben Johnson and Coach Roshar, the offensive line coach, I'm sure they're talking about it. Who should start, Ollie Trapillo or Theo Bain? I'm sure, even though if Theo doesn't start, my thought is that even though he's full in practice, maybe he's not fully healthy with that quad. This will be a tough matchup on the road. I'll be honest with you, when I turn the film on between Theo and Ozzie, I don't see a huge difference. I think Theo's a little better of a run blocker, and Ozzie's probably a little better of a pass blocker. Theo probably gets his pads down and rolls off the ball. But if he's not fully healthy, they probably go with Ozzie Trapillo. If he's fully healthy, I would expect Theo to be back in there in the lineup. To be honest with you guys, that is not the reason the Bears would win the football game. Those guys are not that much different than each other. It's not like the Eagles lost Lane Johnson, right? Like, oh my gosh, we lost an all-pro here. If you go with Ozzie Trapillo over Theo Benedict, you're just saying, okay, maybe he's not fully healthy yet.
What how important is it to have Joe Thuney on the left side with these young left tackles, one after another, showing that they can at least hang in an NFL game?
The guy's an absolute machine, man, when you watch him on film, when you watch him do the things a left guard is supposed to do. If you're a young left guard in the NFL, in college, and or in high school, turn on Joe Thuney film, watch the way he operates, watch his footwork, watch the way he stays in pass protection. By that, I mean help the center, but still get help to the tackle like you're talking about. Speaks, he's in the rights. You know where he is. He's where he's supposed to be. That's really comforting, right, for a young football player to have a guy who's that consistent, who's like a machine out there where you turn the film on and the coach probably doesn't even coach him, but Coach Roshar probably doesn't even coach him in a room after a while. Just say, oh, Joe's going to be where he's supposed to be, and he's going to make the guy beat him. Like, he's not going to give you anything. So really comforting for him, comforting for Dahlman at center, who's playing really well at center, right? Just comforting for the whole offense to have a guy like that who not only is in the right place but can block his guy and then get help to whoever needs the help on certain downs. He's hanging there for Dahlman. Boom, getting out to Ozzie when Ozzie needs it. Getting out to Theo Benedict when Theo Benedict needs it. He helped Braxton when Braxton needed it. So really money well spent by the Chicago Bears there at left guard.
Yeah, that's a great one. And you know, they're going to need that if they're going to be putting up some points, which leads me to my next question, because I'm trying to figure out the script in my mind, Olin, of how this game should be playing out. But in your mind, do the Bears have a better chance of winning if it's a low-scoring dogfight, or if it's a high-scoring shootout? What is that for you?
I think it's going to be the low-scoring dogfight, right? I think the Eagles lost to the Denver Broncos, and I think that would be a really good game for people to go look at it, if how the Chicago Bears could go in there and maybe steal a game, which without your linebackers in a way the defense has been playing is going to be tough, right? But if the Eagles' offense is scoring a lot, I just don't see the Bears' offense scoring a lot against Vic Fangio and his defensive unit there in Philadelphia without the snap count, having to use the silent count, right? It's going to be a rowdy, loud crowd. It's going to be hard to put up 30 points, which if you're talking about a shootout, that's what it's going to be, right? It's going to be 34 to 31 Chicago Bears if you're saying it's going that way. I don't think the Chicago Bears score that many points, so my answer to that is it's going to have to be a low-scoring game. The defense is going to have to play good football, get some takeaways, hopefully dominate on special teams, keep a struggling Eagles offense out of the end zone, right? Keep them struggling, keep them frustrated, hopefully cause some infighting on the sideline, make them yell at the offense coordinator, right? That's what I imagine in my head, them yelling at the offense coordinator on the sideline. Now the game is going good for us, right? Saquon Barkley screaming at the offense coordinator, A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts arguing, and now, man, now we're doing the things we need to do to win that football game, because Vic Fangio really good. I think the Eagles at home are really under 20 points a game. The defense is giving up under 20 points a game. They got really good players on defense. You start with Jalen Carter, right? You start with Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith. They traded for Phillips. What the hell is wrong with the Dolphins? Are they trying to give them another Super Bowl by trading them that pass rusher? Right? Like, what the hell is going to get Dean, right? You got Braun. You got, I know they're down a safety, but they got a lot of good football players there, man. The Eagles do over there on their defense, and they have probably what a lot of people would consider the number one defense coordinator in all of football.
Yeah, Fangio's so good. I love...
He's like Yoda, you know? He's like Yoda up there in the box.
Man, because they play calm, right? They play calm, they play steady, they're in that shell. It's like they don't give you explosives. Sometimes, most of the time, they don't blitz. It's just, it's amazing. Hey, Brad Biggs wrote about Dan Rochard today in the Tribune about how he came out of retirement to take this job. And you've talked about what a job he's doing. But I loved this quote about the first time he retired after he got fired by Dennis Allen in 2022. Rochard said, quote, "I was power washing my deck for the third time in 2 weeks. And my wife looked at me and said, I don't know what you're going to do, but you're going to do something else." And he went back to it. Freaking, I love that. It's just, she's like, you are a coach. Go back and do that. So the man is coaching. He just can't get it out of his system. And thank God, right? He seems really damn good at his job.
Yeah, man, here we are. We see it, Gabe. We're in the feelings corner. Here
waited
we go.
Waited till 19.
Olin, he warned you. He warned you.
Waited till 19. Yeah. Olin, how many times have you power washed your deck?
Hey, listen, man. Coach Rochard, I'm lucky to know him a little bit, and I know people who know him. And what you just said, you are a coach. It's exactly what he is, man. He's a ball coach. He believes in the fundamentals he teaches. He believes in what he tells the guys, and he tells you the same thing over and over and over again. And you can see he's one of the few O-line coaches right now who teach getting a three-point stance and running off the ball and getting movement and doing the things, getting pad under pad, hands low to high, getting displacement on the defense. And when you turn the Chicago Bears film on, you see that. From their offensive line, you see guys rolling off the ball. Their combo blocks have gotten a lot better. I think you guys, as you probably saw, I tweeted out everyone on the same angle there on a zone play. And even Rome Odunze was on the angle, right? Everyone was just running the Steelers off the ball in the same direction. To me, man, that's art. That should be in a museum somewhere, that picture. But Coach Rochard doing a great job right now. Ryan Poles finding the pieces, putting it in that room. Coach Rochard developed it. And then you got an offensive coordinator slash head coach, guys. When you watch the film, you can see he understands offensive line play. He understands that stopping the pass rush first is the most important thing, that running the ball is important. But he also sees through his play calls how to attack the defense. A lot of offensive coordinators will call a run play and not really even know what the hell is going on the run play and who has to block who and how the offense matches up against the defense they're going against. These things are all working together. And let's not forget to mention Coach Eric Bieniemy, the running back coach, who's doing a great job with these running backs.
Damn good coaching staff. It's fun to have it. Olin, thankful for all these football talks and learning from you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving. And yeah, thankful for you guys, too. And Feelings Corner. We got to get a song for the Feelings Corner.
I like it.
Feelings, nothing more than feeling. I'll work on it. I'll see what I can get going.
All right. Well, you're the music guy. I'm not. You better work on it.
All right. I'll get it done. We'll get something next week. All right. Sold. All right. It's Olin Kruth here on 670 The Score. He's the best.
It's great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.